Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Netlock. The message is entitled, "It's Not About Us." I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Matlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for you being you, Sister Danielle, and doing everything that you do Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for allowing me and others the opportunity to share this platform with you in this ministry. And want to thank each and every one of you who are taking time out of your busy schedule to possibly begin, or in some cases with some of you who are early birds, continue your day by taking out a few minutes for this devotional. This is something that I know I and the Grace View Church, we are not taking that for granted. Thank you for being here and being a part of this ministry. It's not about us. I grew up listening to Psalm number 8, where the Bible says, "What is man that thou even are paying attention to him at all? What is man or who is man that thou visitest him? You've made him a little lower," that Psalm says, "than the angels." And the whole idea behind it is the insignificance of man in the Holy Scriptures is pretty apparent. And so it is because of that that I'd like for us to be reminded that it's not about us. We need words that encourage, but probably even more importantly, admonish us that we are all, as Brother Marshall used to say, as he was voicing these airwaves, we are gripped in his grace and we're mesmerized by his mercy. So when we understand that, we aren't surprised when the scriptures remind us in Ecclesiastes 9, 10 reminded us that whatever our hands find to do, we need to do it with all of our might. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol, the grave, where we are going. And then Solomon, and remember how Solomon got his wisdom. He prayed to God, and when God said, "What do you want?" or God appeared to him in a vision, and when he asked him, "What do you want? And anything that you want, I'll be able to give you." Because the Bible says, you know, God loved Solomon, is what the Bible says in 2 Samuel 11. So you have a situation where Solomon asked for riches, asked for wisdom, not riches, not long life, but wisdom, to be able to lead and to judge the great people of God. And so we're seeing that manifested in the Proverbs and in the song, the writings in the ecclesiastical record here. Look at verse 11, where he continues by saying, "I again saw under the sun," so an indication of his wisdom, "that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability. For time and chance overtake them all. And it's amazing because when you think about the references here, the idea of race, we consider what we're doing, it's been called the rat race that's out there. You know, I got to go out and get man. I got to go out and do the hustle, the battle, the idea of bread, you know, our bread and butter being our work. And then the idea of favor, you know, you got to get yours and I got to get mine. The whole idea that this verse very powerfully states is that if you're in the race, if you're in the battle, if you're out to get your bread, if you're out to try to foster some type of favor your way, it's not going to be based on how fast you are. It's not going to be about how strong and mighty you are. It's not going to be about your wisdom. It's not going to be about how discerning you are with regard to your wealth. It's really not going to be about your ability as to whether or not you get your favor. I know the world will tell you differently, that it is about all of those things. But the Bible is telling you different. When the Bible says time and chance overtake them all, regardless of how fast, regardless of how mighty, regardless of how discerning, regardless of what favor that you may be able to engender, regardless of whether of your wisdom, any of those types of things, when it's all said and done, that's not going to be enough to guarantee really anything. Because God is the one who controls time. And it is not luck. But as God is the one that controls what we look at as chance. Then when the Bible says in verse number 12, moreover, man does not know his time. Like fish caught in a treacherous net and birds trapped in a snare. So the souls of men are ensnared at an evil time when it suddenly falls on them. You may have a lot of money in the stock market, but the stock market could crash. You may have a decent amount of wisdom, but somehow that wisdom may become obsolete, or it might not do all the things that maybe it has done or that somebody told you it was supposed to do. And on and on and on you go. Sometimes your skills and abilities may become less than adequate. You might not be able to continue those things. You might not continue to be as discerning as you think you have been in the past. The Bible is telling you, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's been about Jesus. And it's been about God from the very beginning. And really, people who have gotten away from God needed to know that we started with God. And at the point in time in which we have those touch God, we need to make sure that we never leave God in the first place. Because when we leave God, man has trouble finding him again because we're leaving ourselves to our own devices. And we're trying to do those things, which in the overall normal scheme of things might seem right to us. The Bible continues to say in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are ultimately the ways of death. As you go out, as you get ready to do whatever you're scheduled to do today, or maybe today is a freer day. Maybe you took an extra day off after the holiday. I'll say to you, ask yourself at the beginning of the day, are there some things that I can deliberately and intentionally do to make sure that I give glory and honor to God and that that is my singular purpose today? Not bring glory and honor to me, not accomplish things that would add to my wealth and my fortune or to better my situation, but ultimately in doing whatever I am setting myself to do, was God glorified as a result of my collective efforts? Because it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about us. But it's ultimately about God. And when we understand that, when we know that, when we plug into the fact that with man, there's a lot of things that Jesus said were, but with God, all things are possible. That's why he said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. And that's why he said in James, you have not because you ask not. It's never really been about us and our skills, our knowledge, and our abilities. It has always been about God. Maybe we can take a few minutes, Danielle, to have some prayer requests, and then I'd love to give this final prayer.
Yes, Father, okay, if anyone has a prayer request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Also, on behalf of our truckers, my husband, his friends, their families in particular, please keep your eyes on the road. Respect each other's faith and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I request some prayers for me, for my health, and for my strength, and pray for my children, and especially my oldest boy, Kimber, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking for the Clark, Ricardo and Kenyatta Clark. They funeralized their son on Saturday, and I'm asking that you just continue to pray for them, that they'll be strengthened through this process. Also for the LeGrand family, I ask that you all pray for them. I think it was last week or the week before. For the husband and wife that we had COVID, both of them are home and out of the hospital. And I want to thank you for your prayers for them. Just continue to pray for everybody on the call and for myself for traveling grace. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we have our closing prayer by Brother Patrick Nicola.
Father in heaven, I want to thank you again for your being there for us and continuing to allow us to be able to live and move and have our very being in you. Please be with various ones, Leonard, Wesley, Walter, Bogarty, for the circumstances that are existing with them. Please be with Jerry Oles, one of the members of my congregation who over the weekend did have a stroke, but you already have him on the road to recovery, and we continue our prayers on his behalf. I want to ask you to continue to be with the Clark family. It's very, very, very difficult when you lose an offspring, and we just ask that you be with that family as they continue to go through their bereavement with the loss of their loved one. Continue to be with the LeGrands as it looks like you have them on the road to recovery from COVID, knowing that they probably will not be the same as far as their perspective after having gone through this experience, and we want to give you the glory and the honor as a result of your pulling them through. Be with Sister Mary as she is asking for traveling grace, that as she goes from point A to point B, maybe even point C and back again, that you will allow your covering to be on her as she moves back and forth. Sister Graham asks for prayers for her health and strength, and for, in particular, her oldest son, Kimber. You know the circumstances that exist both with Sister Graham as well as her son. And so please allow it so that whatever that they and others around them stand in need of, that they can be supplied that through your providence, through your mercy, through your grace, and through your love. Father, we want to ask you to be with those that are on the road. Pamela and I were just on the road the last 2 weeks, and a lot of times we look at the truckers and we see the various things that are happening there. And Father, we just ask you that you continue to provide traveling grace, and that people will indeed give each other enough space to be able to do the things that need to be done, and that everybody on this call can receive whatever they need, whether they're this morning already in the corner of their cubicles, whether they're traveling in the seat of their cars, or whether they're still in their slippers. Please allow us to be able to give you glory and honor, because it's not about us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.